It had everything I needed. I hung a lamp from the top of it, so I had some light, a little electric lamp, and I had some shelves inside, some plastic shelves, one for my toothbrush and one for my reading material. And I had a good thick blanket. I had a little section where I kept a little extra food in case I got hungry, and then I had a place for my clothes as well. It was a two-people tent, so one person was me, and the other person was everything I need.
Now, this sounds all very well for in the summer, but in the winter, in the snow, and in the damp of Stockport, it must have been quite miserable. How did you get on? How did you keep warm?
Well, the snow and the cold was actually the least of the issues. The snow is not too comparable to what we have here, and the cold as well. The coldest I saw there was -10. And with all my thermal gear, which I brought back from Canada, which is designed to handle down to -35 or -40, it really wasn't too much of a too much issue. I would just bundle myself up before bed, and I was sleeping very well, especially with the fresh air, which I really enjoyed. I'm not a big fan of dust. Dust kind of bugs me, so I think I was sleeping better in the tent than I was when I'd lived in a house, to be honest.
What about keeping clean, the basic things like that?
Oh, yeah. So one thing that I'm not sure how heavily it's been covered by other papers, but I had a lot of facilities at school because I'm a postgrad. So I had an office there for all of my important stuff. I had a little place to put my computer and a little desk. And on top of that, the school I was in, the physics building, it had a shower. So I had everything I needed there regarding sanitation. And then on top of that, there was also a little tiny kitchen. It didn't actually have a, it didn't have a stove in it, but it had a little microwave. So I became quite proficient at cooking dishes in the microwave after hours. So I was really spending most of my time at school. The tent was more a place to sleep because I liked having my own little space. As good as the school facilities were, they weren't mine, and it was nice just to have a little place to call my own.